With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. India and Pakistan have agreed to a ceasefire.
Indian Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri announced Saturday that India and Pakistan agreed to a ceasefire after the Directors General of Military Operations for both countries spoke by phone.
It was agreed between them that both sides would stop all firing.
The agreement follows U.S. mediation to end the most serious military confrontation between the nuclear-armed rivals in decades. There have been weeks of clashes and missile and drone strikes across borders that were triggered by a gun massacre of tourists last month that India blames on Pakistan. Dozens of civilians on both sides have been killed. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump supports higher taxes on the wealthiest Americans, even though he warns there will probably be some political fallout.
Writing on social media, the president said Democrats would seize on even a tiny tax increase for the rich, but added that he would be okay if they do increase the top tax rate. The president said Republicans should probably not do it, despite his support for boosting the tax rate for those earning $2.5 million and higher, or joint filers earning $5 million. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The White House is blasting Democrats for prioritizing the welfare of illegal aliens over American citizens.
On Friday, New Jersey Democratic Representatives Robin Endez, Bonnie Watson Coleman, and LaMonica McGiver entered ICE's Delaney Hall detention facility in Newark, New Jersey, and were held up inside the first checkpoint, according to the Department of Homeland Security spokesperson Trisha McLaughlin. Newark Mayor and gubernatorial candidate Roz Baraka was arrested at the ICE detention facility, where the three members of Congress also stormed the gate, demanding that they be allowed to conduct, quote, an oversight visit.
And that report from SRN News Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett. This is SRN News. AI is being gradually embraced by Christians. Here's Michael Harrington.
To the State of the Church Tech 2025 report, more and more congregations are beginning to use artificial intelligence in their day-to-day operations, but very few pastors are letting that technology anywhere near their sermons. The use of AI by churches has gone up 80% across all ministries. The bulk of the work that AI is doing for congregations concerns communications, making social media posts, and generating emails. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Chief Justice John Roberts appears to hold the key vote on whether the Supreme Court will allow the nation's first publicly funded religious charter school in Oklahoma. Roberts was the only justice whose vote seemed to be in doubt after the court heard more than 2 hours of arguments last month in what is turning out to be a major church-state case. Four conservative justices seem firmly on the side of the church involved. This is SRN News. And Donahue reports on a new at-home medical testing kit.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved the first cervical cancer testing kit. Teal Health has gotten the go-ahead for its Teal Wand for use at home. It allows women to collect their own vaginal sample before shipping it to a lab. It can detect the HPV virus that causes cervical cancer. HPV tests and pap smears are usually performed at a health clinic or a doctor's office. The FDA has also recently expanded the use of two older HPV test for self-collection, but they must be done at a medical office or clinic. Teal Health's kit requires a prescription. The company will start selling them next month in California before expanding to other states. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And the kit tests for human papilloma virus, or HPV, the virus that causes nearly all forms of cervical cancer. It's available for those aged 25 to 65. More of these stories at srnnews.com.